You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 4, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Burkina Faso human rights scrutiny is triggering West Africa. Across West Africa, the expansion of military rule has sparked intense debates over national defense and individual freedoms. Human rights organizations have steadily increased their scrutiny of Burkina Faso's military junta under Captain Ibrahim Traoré. International monitors cite severe restrictions on domestic civil liberties, forced military conscriptions, and targeted press crackdowns. However, the military administration frames these measures as essential steps for state survival against armed insurgencies. Modern events in Burkina Faso reflect deep historical tensions between imperialist interference, military governance, and civil activism. To understand current political developments, one must examine the broader Sahelian context. Burkina Faso faces an extraordinary security threat from militant Islamist factions affiliated with Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Yet, civil rights advocates argue that crushing domestic dissent damages national unity during critical crises. By examining the historical foundations of Burkinabe politics, one can better evaluate the conflict between security claims and civil liberties. To understand modern Burkina Faso, one must examine its rich political history. In 1983, Captain Thomas Sankara led a revolutionary coup in the former French colony. He renamed Upper Volta to Burkina Faso, meaning Land of Incorruptible People. Sankara promoted national self-reliance, gender equality, and complete anti-colonial independence. He rejected foreign financial aid that created perpetual debt cycles for African nations. This radical vision laid the groundwork for modern Burkinabe political identity. Many scholars trace these ideas back to the long history of Africa before colonialism and resistance movements. However, Sankara was assassinated during a military coup in 1987. His former comrade, Blaise Compaoré, seized power and ruled for 27 years. Compaoré aligned Burkina Faso closely with Western nations like France and the United States. Meanwhile, popular social movements preserved Sankarist principles within grassroots civil society organizations. Sankarist rhetoric remains a central component of political mobilization across West Africa today. In October 2014, massive street protests erupted in the capital city of Ouagadougou. Citizens organized through youth coalitions like Le Balai Citoyen to block Compaoré from extending his reign. Compaoré resigned and fled the country after intense public pressure. This popular revolution demonstrated the strength of democratic activism among Burkinabe citizens. The uprising proved that local communities actively defended constitutional democracy against autocratic overreach. Unfortunately, security conditions across the Central Sahel region degraded rapidly after 2015. Insurgent factions affiliated with Al-Qaeda and Islamic State crossed into Burkina Faso from neighboring Mali. Armed groups launched brutal attacks against military posts, primary schools, and rural villages. The civilian government struggled to contain the growing violence across rural territories. This security vacuum created severe frustration within the National Military Officer Corps. Consequently, two military coups occurred in Burkina Faso during 2022. Captain Ibrahim Traoré seized power in September 2022, promising to restore territorial security. He adopted Sankarist rhetoric and anti-imperialist policies to build strong domestic popularity. Different political factions clashed over how to balance national defense with civil liberties. This dynamic mirrored conflicting political ideologies seen across other historical liberation movements. Under Captain Traoré, the military junta rapidly expanded restrictions on domestic civil liberties. Human rights advocates report a systematic state campaign targeting civil society leaders and journalists. In November 2023, the government issued a general mobilization decree for counterinsurgency efforts. Authorities used this measure to forcibly draft vocal critics into frontline military auxiliary forces. Dissidents and investigative reporters were targeted for mandatory military conscription after criticizing state security policies. Journalists, trade unionists, and opposition figures have suffered enforced conscription or arbitrary detention. Key media outlets face severe state censorship and administrative suspensions. The National Media Regulatory Council suspended foreign news organizations like BBC, Voice of America, and France 24. Furthermore, local journalists operate under intense state surveillance and continuous intimidation. Independent reporting regarding counterinsurgency operations has become virtually impossible within the country. Civil society organizations express deep concern over these authoritarian governance methods. Prominent activists from Le Balai Citoyen face severe threats, arbitrary kidnappings, or forced exile. The government frames these measures as emergency security requirements for national survival. However, human rights organizations argue that silencing public debate undermines long-term national stability. Rights groups maintain that suppressing critical voices harms accountability and national cohesion. The military junta has intensified counterinsurgency operations across rural regions. Government forces rely heavily on civilian auxiliary militias called volunteers for the defense of the homeland. Created in 2020, these auxiliary fighters receive as little as 2 weeks of military training. The rapid mobilization of tens of thousands of auxiliary fighters escalated regional violence. Inadequate training and lack of oversight contributed to widespread civil rights violations across combat zones. Rights groups have documented extensive civilian massacres carried out during state counterinsurgency operations. In February 2024, military forces allegedly killed over 200 civilians in Noden and Saro. State forces and auxiliary militias frequently engage in severe ethnic profiling against Fulani communities. Pastoralist Fulani herders face collective punishment due to suspected links with insurgent networks. Stigmatizing entire ethnic groups has worsened communal violence throughout the countryside. Simultaneously, insurgent groups subject millions of citizens to brutal siege conditions. Extremist factions blockade approximately 130 towns and cities across the country. Insurgents destroy water supply lines, detonate bridges, and plant improvised landmines along supply routes. Consequently, blockaded populations suffer extreme food shortages and a complete collapse of health services. This trajectory represents a dramatic political shift toward state-sanctioned militarization. Captain Traoré altered the foreign policy of Burkina Faso through anti-imperialist alignments. The junta expelled French counter-terrorism forces and ended historic security agreements with Paris. Public frustration with French military efforts created widespread popular support for this rupture. Subsequently, Burkina Faso formed the Confederation of the Alliance of Sahel States alongside Mali and Niger. This alliance prioritizes mutual military defense and rejects traditional Western diplomatic conditions. In January 2024, these three military-led nations announced their immediate withdrawal from ECOWAS. Junta leaders accused ECOWAS of serving Western interests and imposing harsh regional sanctions. This withdrawal isolates Burkinabe citizens from regional judicial institutions like the ECOWAS Community Court. Consequently, local victims of human rights abuses have lost critical legal protections across West Africa. Regional integration efforts face severe structural disruption due to this political split. To replace Western military assistance, the junta formed strong security ties with Russia. Russian Africa Corps contractors arrived in Ouagadougou to provide military training and regime protection. Moscow offers military support without conditioning assistance on human rights compliance or democratic elections. In May 2024, national consultations extended military rule for 5 additional years. This extension effectively postponed promised civilian democratic elections until 2029. The military government uses Sankarist symbolism to legitimize its rule and reject foreign scrutiny. Officials dismiss reports from Human Rights Watch and the United Nations as imperialist propaganda. Junta supporters argue that traditional Western human rights models fail during existential national crises. They insist that military victory and territorial integrity must take precedence over civil liberties. Anti-imperialist rhetoric remains an effective tool for mobilizing domestic public support. However, critics highlight stark differences between Sankarist philosophy and current junta governance. Thomas Sankara prioritized popular empowerment, anti-corruption, public health, and social justice. In contrast, the current administration relies heavily on forced conscription, media censorship, and arbitrary arrests. Furthermore, widespread extrajudicial violence by state forces often drives vulnerable communities toward insurgent recruitment. Repressive measures can inadvertently exacerbate national security vulnerabilities over time. African freedom movements historically recognized that true national sovereignty requires protecting human dignity. Addressing the rising debt crisis in Africa requires strong, accountable political institutions. The crisis in Burkina Faso illustrates the delicate balance between security imperatives and fundamental freedoms. As military governance expands, West Africa faces ongoing challenges regarding human rights accountability and regional stability. Copyright, African Elements.